have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. That you can when you can. Oh, she was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Good evening, all, and welcome to the podcast, the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Well, I want to say this for sure. It's Thursday, and I'm thankful. I give God the praise. So glad to have this blessed opportunity. I'm always caught between doing one thing and then another and then another. Before you know it, it's like, oh, my God. I'm an octopus. But anyway, let us go to God in prayer. I want to share a few words of encouragement and hopefully some guidance and something that you could use. That's important to me. So let us pray. Father God, we come now to thank you for this blessed opportunity to come together again. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your hand of mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for just being God in the midst. Lord God, we give you praise now. We give you glory. We give you honor. I want to pray and cover everyone today under the sound of my voice that you, God, will touch in a special way as we prepare to go into this holiday season. Lord, I know that every time around, we have some folk that are feeling some kind of sad way because they're away from their families or because they don't feel adequately prepared to provide for their families. So, God, we ask right now for those who are homeless, those who are jobless, that you will look and have mercy. Those who are underemployed, oh, God, that you would have mercy now. We know, Lord, we can count on you for it. Make a way out of no way. And thank you, Lord. We bless your name tonight. This evening, rather, for every organization that is so compassionate to reach out in this time, for every individual, oh God, who reach out in this time to help those who are less fortunate than they are. So, God, we thank you now, and we ask that you would give them a double portion of blessings, oh God, for their kind heart, for their compassion, oh God. We thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Well, listen, this is a place of positive vision, positive voice, and, of course, positive vibes. That's what you're listening to. The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And my name's Loretta Petit. I'm your host. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can. You can send me an email. I'd love to correspond with you. As we continue to grow this audience, there are so many things that we can share that people can actually use. It's not just a thing that we want to do. We want to be able to grow this audience. So would you be a doll, if you're listening at this time, to tell somebody about this podcast, to encourage them to listen as well? Everything has purpose, and we don't want to ever do anything outside of understanding that things work together in purpose. When you are purposed to do a thing, don't have do it. Don't short God. Don't short yourself. But do it to the max. Do it to the best of your ability. And so because I know that I'm walking in purpose, I'm asking that you would help me to be able to spread the word about the Women Winning at Life podcast. And God has a way of sending someone to come and to support you in your dream, in your vision, in your goals as well. So we thank the Lord, hallelujah, for this blessed opportunity once more and again. Want to talk about changing careers later in life. Want to talk about changing careers later in life. Sometimes we find ourselves in a career slump. Sometimes we find ourselves in a place where we feel we have to keep on going, sometimes for that pension, right? Sometimes we keep on going because we're going to seem like a failure if we stop doing what we're doing. We are comfortable to the degree we don't have to interview anymore. We don't have to look for jobs anymore and things of that nature, but we're dying inside. We feel like, okay, this is overkill. I should have been gone and things like that. Well, if you're one of those people or you know someone who might be one of those people, just encourage them to take a self-assessment. Take a self-assessment and see what, you know, what you're working with. See what you're working with. And you can look at your skill set and you can say, you know what? These skills I have can commute. In other words, they can transfer, right? They can transfer over several different occupations and even transfer over into doing your own business, your own thing. And so you don't have to stay stuck. We stay stuck. We're miserable people sometimes because we stay stuck. We're miserable people because we take on unhappiness as a way of life. We take on bad habits as a way of life. We just stay stuck. I don't think that was the intention of the maker. I don't think that was the intention of the creator that we stay stuck. I think every rung goes higher and higher with God. It's like a ladder. So If you love your job and you want to stay in it until you fully retire or partially retire, that's fabulous. And I think that's a great thing for you. However, if you're not one of those individuals, but you are someone who literally feels stuck in that job, I want to encourage you to look outside of the little circle that you have created for yourself. Look outside of that circle. And, you know, maybe you're a good candidate for changing over to another profession. Maybe you are a good candidate. Because I believe in happiness. I believe in happiness. And I just believe that that's what God intended for us, to enjoy what we do to the degree that we can be steadfast and unmovable in it. Okay? That's my belief. And because that's my belief, you know, I do what I do. And I think that also everybody is not a candidate for retirement at 65. Everybody is not a candidate for retirement at 70. I mean, look at our president. Come on. He's got the highest job in the nation. My God. So I don't want you to give up because you're at a certain age, because society says when you're 65, you need to retire. You retire when you feel, I don't want to hear no more instructions of what jobs I need to do or what assignments I have to complete. I don't want to report to nobody's job. I don't want to be in the traffic. I don't want to be somewhere from 8 to 5. You know, yes, then you have a mindset to retire. But if that's not who you are, you feel like, I cannot just sit at home. I don't want to just volunteer. I could be making money with this time I'm giving. I can volunteer a little bit, but I could work a little bit as well. Then maybe you want a partial retirement, or maybe you want to change over to another career. So I want to encourage you to seek inside yourself what it is that makes you you in that regard. Don't do it because Sally's doing it or because Tom is doing it. You know, do it because that's what you're feeling on the inside, okay? All your friends may be retiring, talking about getting together for breakfast or for lunch, and you can't do it because you're not wanting to just be at home watching the soap operas, twiddling your thumbs, washing dishes, mopping floors, washing clothes, and that's all to it. You don't want to do it. You want to do something else that may be a little bit more exciting, a little bit more you. Then feel free to assess. Find out what you're working with, what skills you can take with you to that next place you want to go, and, you know, just be about it. Be about it, you know. And as I get older, I think about all of my friends who have retired or are retiring real soon, within the next few years or so, and I think to myself, wow, you know, because of the career God blessed me with, I never wanted to retire because I absolutely loved my job. I loved my job. I got up in the morning rather early, I might add, and I would say, thank you, Lord, I get to go to work today. It's a whole different mindset than, oh, Lord, I've got to go to work today. It's a whole different mindset. So if you cannot feel that little oomph, like, I get to go to work today, excitement, if you can't get to feel some of that, then maybe, you know, you're stuck. You know, maybe you're stuck. Or maybe you have a different goal. Your different goal is like, I don't care about, you know, it eating away at me. I just want the money. I want the pension to be the best it can be. So I'm going to keep on holding on. So you go to work. Sometimes people like that go to work and they're cantankerous, man. They're agitated. They're frustrated. They're angry lots of the times. And when they have an exchange with the coworker or with the consumer, it shows. It shows. You know when a person loves doing what they're doing. You know when a person really enjoys their job. And it's a beautiful thing to have an exchange with them. When you go in to purchase your items or go in to complain about a situation or going to get help otherwise, and these people love what they do, it makes you calm down a little bit. It makes you feel better about the situation, you know. So consider where you are. And it's not a bad thing to stay where you are unless you're just absolutely stuck and you're praying inside for a way out, but you're afraid to step out because fear has gripped you. The other thing is I want to encourage you to tailor your resume toward the job you're trying to get. It appears that many times they think that the older people that have, you know, lived through a career and they want to do something later in life, they tend to think all they can do is be a cashier. Or all they could do is be a greeter at the door. You know, when you go forth, you don't sell yourself short. You tell them, listen, I'm very capable, if you are indeed, because sometimes we have physical restrictions. I get that. But if you don't have physical restrictions, you can say, I'm very capable of doing more than just greeting people at the door. I'm very capable of doing more than just standing behind a cash register. I can do other stuff. I can think. I can lead. I can manage. You know, don't sell yourself short. So tailor that resume to the job of interest. And then want to encourage you, outside of doing that, you want to rehearse. You want to rehearse that interview process. You want to, you know, it's kind of like a person that's been married for 25 years and suddenly their spouse, God forbid, dies or they get a divorce or something and they got to get out there and, you know, and people are asking them out on dates or want to take them, you know, to lunch or something with the team or with the crew. And you have to get oriented to that world again because it's been so long since you were on that scene, you know. And it's just like with a job, you've been in that place so long, you forgot how to interview unless that's your job description of what you currently do. Many times we've forgotten how to have a good interview, how to stand out, how to sparkle and shine at that interview. We've forgotten. So we've got to do a little research, find out how it's done, and we've got to practice it, okay? So those are things that we need to do. We want to search out opportunities. Always have your antennas up to search out opportunities. Don't be afraid to tell people, you know, I'm looking to change careers, or I'm looking to get back into the workforce. You know, it's not shameful. It's shameful when you just want to stay home and live off the government. Now, that's shameful. But to say, no, I want to get out. I want to get back into the workforce. I want to get back into the swing of things. I still have lots more in me to give. I still have lots more in me to contribute. Hey, don't be ashamed. Just keep your antennas up. So I went to a program for 8 weeks. And I kept hearing them say every speaker after speaker, week after week, we have jobs, we have jobs, we have jobs. And then I looked at, wow, that's great, they got jobs. And so I went to look in the website and I saw, you know, some of the things that they had. But they have jobs and they need people, but they don't make it easy. They don't make it easy. So you go to the site, you got to find out about the testing for the job. You got to, you know, do all of that. You got to call another office to get the testing appointment. So they don't make it easy, but they have a lot of jobs. And so, therefore, I'm like talking to all the different people. Okay, so what do you do for this? Only one person said, when you apply, call me and send me an email, let me know. However, you know, it's just that it's not going to always be easy. Sometimes you're going to have to jump through hoops, you know, if that's something you want to do. So I had to examine myself. Is this what I really want to do? You know, do I really want to do that just because it's a job, just because they have an opening? You know, is this what I really want to do? I'm one of those kind of people that I'll take on a challenge. I don't mind a good challenge if what I'm contributing is meaningful. I don't like just to walk around with the title. I don't like that. I know people hustle for titles and, you know, they pull other people down for titles. They walk on people for titles and all of that for titles. I love a good title. Don't get me wrong. But that is not priority one for me. With the title, I want to know, am I doing something that's meaningful? Am I contributing something that matter? Or am I just doing tedious work under a title? Or am I just sitting around waiting for someone to say, you can handle this, or you want to go and handle that, so I can have a title? So know that sometimes there will be opportunities, but those opportunities may come with the cost of a red tape challenge, okay? But if that's what you really want to do, that's what you need to be about doing. I like what I heard, and I don't know who saying it was, but I like the saying of if you will wake up in the morning with it on your mind, if you go to bed at night with it on your mind, that's probably what you need to be into in some form, fashion, or style. Years ago when I got out of college, before I finished college, going into my college years, all I had on my brain was music, 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 music. I woke up thinking about music, went to bed thinking about music. I didn't know exactly how it would fit into the music scene, but it was always music for me. It was music, 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 music. I mean, I was so engaged in music. I understood something about music, and that's a sidebar. I understood something about people that are in love with music. And this is my own personal opinion. They're not good marrying kind. They're just not a good marrying kind unless the spouse is into something heavy too, because people who really, 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 really love music, they could do music for hours and hours and hours. A spouse can feel neglected, you know? And that's what I mean by that. I don't mean that they're not of good caliber. I just mean that when you're in love with music, music is one of those things, y'all. It's one of those things when you're in love with music, man, you can be in rehearsals for hours. You can just have jam sessions with people that come in with an instrument. I mean, it's nothing to a musician who really loves music to be hours and hours at it, to spend hours at it. So what I did was, of course, I ended up in radio. I didn't plan it. It wasn't on my bucket list. It wasn't even a top of brain that I wanted to do music like that. Radio was one of those things that I strongly know that God dropped into my life, because that was not on my agenda. And once it dropped into my life, once the Lord led me into that thing, I'm telling you, it was like a party for me every day. It was like, oh my God, I just love doing what I do. You know, that was a different, you know, it was a special kind of thing. It was a special kind of thing. People would say, oh, how you get so hyped early in the morning? Because I love what I do. Isn't it awesome when you can walk into doing something that you love doing? So if you want to change careers later in life, find something that you neglected earlier, but you yet have a passion for. That you neglected earlier because something else was paying more money, or because everybody was hyped about this particular field and you went into it. There are a lot of people that I know that went to school with me. They may have majored in medicine, and then they ended up doing something else. They may have majored in something like PR, and they turned around doing something else. They may have majored in business and decided, no, I just want to work at an animal shelter. I want to change my lifestyle to loving on animals, to doing things for animals. Next thing you know, they hang around the vets. They end up wanting to be either an aide or to be a vet for animals. So people change in education all the time. You could also change in careers. Later in life, get back into the workforce if you've jumped out. Whatever the case may be, it's always up to you. It's always up to you. And I want to speak to my matured adults today, because sometimes we lose hope. Sometimes we feel like it's all over because people lean too much on age. That's one of the reasons I don't go around promoting my age. I'm this age, I'm that age. I mean, I thank God for every second of my age. But people get in their minds that, oh, well, it's over for her. It's over for him. No need in putting no energy and effort into helping her. No need in putting energy and effort into helping him. See, but God doesn't count numbers like that. God knows what he's put into us. So I encourage you to never, 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 ever, ever let somebody talk you out of doing something that you really, really feel that you want to do. And even if it is changing professions late in life. Be encouraged. As I close today, I want to remind you, you can reach out to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I will love to correspond with you. It's absolutely an awesome opportunity to meet people the pen pal kind of way, right? I think so. So I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I do want to invite you to my prayer call. It's Monday nights, 9 p.m. Central. You can dial in at 302-202-1119. It's a 30-minute call, and I think it's exciting the way that we have structured it. It's exciting. It's meaningful, and it is a blessing. That's 302-202-1119. Our code is 781-350. That's 9 p.m. Central time. 9 p.m. Central time every Monday night. So as I leave, don't forget now, this is the podcast of Positive Vision, Positive Voice, and Positive Vibes. I love to keep it positive. It lifts spirits. It gives hope. It strengthens your faith. So keep your spirits up high. Keep looking up, keep trusting, and keep on building on your life, because in the words of this wonderful man of motivation, Les Brown, he said, listen, you're never too old. Set another goal, a dream, another dream. Remember that. You're never too old to set another goal, a dream, another dream. So if you want to hop on over from one career to the next, you got it. You do it, because you can do it, and God never said you couldn't do it. And that means that you haven't given up. You realize you have more to give, more to contribute, and you'd rather do that than to lay around and live off the system, because we all need money to make it. We all need money to make it. And sometimes what we're getting from what we put in our early years of working is just not enough. So may God bless you. May God keep you. I love you with the love of the Lord. We're entering into a holiday season. I pray that your holiday is bright. I pray that you have fun people around you and people who really love you, people you can trust. That's my prayer for you. It really, really is. And that all the food comes out very well and nothing burns. Okay, so next week is Thanksgiving. I won't be on the podcast next Thursday. Let's just all enjoy our families. Let's enjoy our time. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving, for real, but that is the day of observance of Thanksgiving. And I just pray great things for you. All right, having said that, I want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. May God make all of your dreams come true, woman of God. She's so giving and so loving. Talk about positive. She is positive, positive, positive. I want to give a shout-out to the Elation Radio family and all of the great podcasts that come across Elation Radio, Elation Magazine. Just so awesome. So on that note, take good care. God bless you. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from ministry to marketplace. Till then, bye.
Draw me closer to you.